Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. 7 till. Jim Blasingame, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with Mike Stewart, the author of Close More Sales. Stewart Sales Dynamics is his website. Mike, one of the things that happens, and this is one of those crazy phenomena, you just like, you know, what do I do to shoot myself in the foot? Sometimes we sell things and then we buy it back, don't we?
Yeah, why do we spend 15 minutes selling it and 30 minutes buying it back?
And tell us how that works. What does that sound like?
Well, the way that works is this. Salesperson gets agreement. They close. They have the deal is done. Maybe they've got the contract signed, and they can't shut up. They can't be quiet. They can't get the order and get out. They feel like they've got to continue to hang out and to talk and to continue to ask questions and to buddy buddy and to quote the one I love, develop the relationship. And that can just lead to lots of problems. You know, when you get there's an old saying in sales, I know you know it, get the order and get out.
Yeah.
And people are, this happens for lots of reasons. I'm sitting here thinking about a book, starting for a chapter for another book about this. And they're anxious. Salespeople are anxious, and they tend to see the sales process, and they tend to see the customer through their own eyes. And they tend to see that customer and the situation the way they would see it if they were in that chair over there. And if so, you know, they know there are lots of questions that the person didn't ask. They know there's lots of information mm-hmm. they did not give
well,
to
and
the person.
Wait a minute, Mike. I haven't told you about the engine yet. I haven't shown you this.
Right.
I did this once. Listen, Mike, when I was working my way through college, I sold furniture.
Yeah.
And I sold a sofa to a lady and her husband once. This is a true story on me. I was just a pup. I sold a sofa to this lady and the guy, and they said, I'll take it. She said, can I have it? He said, yes, you can have it. Wrap it up, I think the guy said.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, have I shown you the self-decking? Meaning it's had fabric under the cushions.
Right.
And this guy had never seen a sofa like that. All he'd ever seen was cheesecloth under the sofas.
Right, right.
But this had fabric under the sofa. And he said, oh, I don't like the way that looks.
Goodbye.
I lost a $500 sale. Let me tell you something. You know how many decades ago that was? I've never forgotten that, and I never did that.
Well,
again.
That's a good lesson. That's a good way to learn. But the best way to learn is to learn through the mistakes of others. And
that's right.
You know, that's part of what we're trying to share here. I hope we're sharing to your audience is the. That, you know, we've been there. My gosh, I've made more mistakes. Take all the people who are listening here and multiply them by two, and I've made more mistakes. You know, I made my share. But that's a great example. Just get the sale.
When somebody says, I'll take it, shut up.
Yeah, and say, you know, that's great.
How about when it just sounds like they said, I'll take it?
Yeah.
I mean, well, when, you know, they don't actually say, I'll take it, but you've come to see the
buying signs. There are two kind of buying signs. There's a verbal buying sign, and the strongest is I'll take it. But there are nonverbal buying signs, and you look for those. And you know, it's the person you'll see. There'll be a change. Often it's a significant change mm-hmm. in their body language, their posture, or their facial expression. Remember when Barbara was in real estate, had just gone into real estate to get her started. We bought her an old, decrepit, gray, nondescript Oldsmobile. And she drove that car, and it was great. And she went back to a customer he had sold to before, a builder, and he said, Barbara, I remember you, and you're still driving the same nondescript car. And boy, she came home, she said, I got to have a new car. I said, it's a great car, Barbara. She said, good, you drive it. We're going to get me a new car. So we looked at several, and she looked at a Cadillac, and it was a Seville, if you remember those. Navy blue, beautiful car sitting on the showroom floor. She looked at it, and she said, to me, she said, is it okay if I sit in it? Like I said, huh, well, sure. She got in it, and Jim, she sat there, and she squirmed around in the seat, and she looked at it, ran her hand over the interior, put both hands on the steering wheel, and kind of squinted her eyes a little bit, and she locked her arms. Pow! That's when she bought that car, right there. It's just as clear as anything. She took possession. And so,
if a salesman had come up and tried to sell her,
the deal was done.
I would have messed it up, wouldn't it?
If he hadn't screwed it up.
Yeah. And did he screw it up?
Oh, could he screw it up? You bet he could. Well, that's another.
Hey,
Mike, that's a whole.
I got to wrap it up. We'll have to hear about that another time. Thanks for being here, Mike Stewart. We'll see you next time. Mike Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Don't forget, StewartSalesDynamics.com is his website. I'll be back in the next hour. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.